Bob Trezise. He is the director of the Lansing Economic Development Corporation, LEDC. Bob, how are you?
Great. How are you, Tony?
Bob, I'd like to hang out with you because it's got to be fun meeting with people. And even though there are times where the door gets shut in your face and your efforts don't bear the fruits, but it's got to be pretty cool when you help broker deals that help a lot of people involved. And I know that you're pretty excited about the possibilities of this revamp deal for golf acreage that's not being used.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And thanks for those kind words. I love my job. I feel extremely privileged for a while to sit in the seat for the city of Lansing. It's, I think a lot of people know, but I grew up in the city, Otto Sexton, and the job's real personal to me. And Mayor Bonero is incredible, and there's just so many great people to work with, Tony, so I appreciate you saying that. But the Red Cedar project is very important to us. It's too big, it's too serious just to let go on a 4-4 vote a couple months ago. And so we tried to listen to city council, you know, what more information can we provide, what more can we do. And just a reminder to everybody, this is about the possibility of putting out for development proposals 12 acres of a 61-acre Red Cedar, former Red Cedar golf course. And the 12 acres runs just along Michigan Avenue, part of a commercial corridor that's already there. And our idea is, in listening to MSU and other development groups and even some investors that have come in and spoken to us over the last year, you know, that this could be a tremendous mixed-use opportunity, bringing in young professionals, bringing in new kinds of retail, and trying to close a gap between the city of Lansing and Michigan State University and East Lansing, bringing everybody together that will enhance the retail opportunities of Frandor. And I think if we have a lot more people, particularly students and graduate students, professors living in that Michigan Avenue corridor area, that should spur more genuine retail growth down Michigan Avenue toward the city too, so, and through Lansing Township actually. So it's a truly regional project, and hopefully we're going to provide the right information this time around, or more information. And the two new pieces of information are that we have an appraisal done. It says that 12 acres is worth $5 million. I think people should be cautious about that. I hope that's what we can get, but you don't know. And secondly, we're going to hire C.B. Richard Ellis, which is a global real estate firm. That'll help our process to go out globally and really bring in new ideas, big ideas and big money from the across the nation here into Lansing.
Also tied into this situation is infrastructure, especially the way water flows in a part of that area, correct?
That's right. The whole area from Grand River through a few neighborhoods, through the commercial areas, into the Grand River, according to the Drain Commissioner, Pat Lindemann, that is the, I'm not an expert in this area, so I'm going to have to use these kind of terms, the dirtiest sort of water runoff into the Red Cedar River. That's the dirtiest point of runoff into the Red Cedar River. And it's not due to any one area or one property's fault. It's just an accumulation of a lot of different areas. And so Pat Lindemann is wishing to design a water management system for the whole area that cleans the water, but also enhances the business areas, greens up, makes more efficient some parking areas, and does some work on the Red Cedar Golf Course and making it a truly recreational area. So there's a strong environmental component to this project also. The idea is this new investment within that district will provide more money, which can alleviate the potential costs of that plan to many other property owners around there. So the project really is about jobs, first and foremost, but it is equally about the environment. And then it is about providing, actually making that park an actual viable park. For 49 acres, we'd like to build beautiful recreational infrastructure and activities on that park along the Red Cedar, connecting MSU Brody Complex with the city of Lansing and the east side neighborhoods. And so we'll have some money to pay for that, too. And additionally, there could be some money left over to spread across the park system itself.
Now, Bob, all these components are put together. We had a 4-4 vote. What's next?
Well, the process is, we have a little bit of new information, the appraisal, and our desire to work with C.B. Richard Ellis. And that assures, you know, as I said to everybody, we're going to... Tony, this 12 acres is the best 12-acre development opportunity in America. I really feel that. Lansing is doing that well right now. We're leading the state in job growth, and we're in the top 20 in the nation in job growth. I know that we're going to be able to attract new kinds of investors and new money, and big ideas to the city on the property. And so, you know, we're trying to provide all information in as transparent and early a process as we can to City Council. Monday night, this coming Monday night, the 15th, will be Committee of the Whole, and we'll have a good dialogue and discussion with Council there. I look forward to it. And the next Monday night, the 22nd, we're hoping that the City Council would vote. Now, what I mean by voting is no decision-making. It's just allowing us to start a process so that we can, much later on, as a public body, with a City Council vote, decide if we really do want to sell it. But right now, we'd like the City Council to say we'll start a process, which means place the question, selling the 12 acres, on the ballot in November. And if the people vote yes, then we would do this RFP, request for proposal, global national process. If we were to find the right project, we would bring negotiate that and then bring that recommendation back to City Council. Then City Council would decide whether they actually agree with the development, the developer, and all the other issues, and whether they want to sell the property or not. So we're just simply asking to start the process. And, Tony, the economy is scary right now. I mean, really scary. And yet, as I said, the city is positioned very, very well. We cannot all sit back and just say, woe is us. We can't do anything. We want to stop. I mean, it's very important in my mind that we do some things to continue to shake things up, and more so than ever, take some reasonable risk and create jobs.
All right, Bob, but before I let you go, what's the difference between the two deals? Because in talking with you the last time the proposal went before the City Council, you thought that that was a good deal and it would benefit the community. What's changed?
In reality, Tony, not much. It's too big a project, too serious just to let go. I feel that, you know, we've had further dialogue with some council members, and, you know, again, we do have the appraisal now. That is one piece of new information. We have hired, or we're going to hire, C.B. Richard Ellis. Maybe that reassures them about the purity, if you will. It's not a great word, but the purity of the RFP process. And, I just, the economy has been deteriorating. I just got to believe people are going to allow us to start a process this time around.
All right, Bob, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tony.
It.